Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Previously on Cognitive Recalibration.
Okay, so the final list in order is Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, Civil War, Captain America Winter Soldier, Ragnarok, The Avengers, then Spider-Man Homecoming, Guardians of the Galaxy, Iron Man 1, Black Panther, Spider-Man Far From Home, Ultron, Ant-Man 1, Captain America the First Avenger, Doctor Strange, Thor, then The Incredible Hulk, then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, then Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Thor the Dark World, and Captain Marvel. Hi, Ryan, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hello.
And we're joined by returning special guest, Kiridi.
Welcome. Namaste.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So last time we did something like this, we had a cast of thousands. We had like 10 people on the podcast, and we did a tier list for MCU all the way from phase 1 to 3, and it was like a three-hour episode, which I had to break up into two episodes. So today we're going to look at phase 4, because phase 4 is officially concluded with Black Panther Wakanda Forever. So we're going to go back and we're going to do a tier list. Basically, we're going to have a comprehensive list of where everything that's released in phase 4, including the shows and the movies, stand in terms of our listing. So I'll quickly go through what the tier list tiers are. So there's God, Great, Good, Just a Movie, Not Good, and Trash. So you would have heard in the recap at the start of this episode where the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe sits. So we're going to follow on from that, essentially. So are we ready?
Yes. Yeah, I'm ready.
Sure, why not?
High enthusiasm here. We can start with the films first, and then we'll do the shows after that. So in terms of films, the first one that was released was Black Widow in July of 2021. Where do you think this one sits?
This one's not a terrible movie. It just probably released like 5 years too late, though.
Yeah.
Just in terms of where it sits in the timeline and everything.
And I think also having that movie post-Endgame is a bit of a cop-out to the character.
It's just Why make a movie once the character's dead? It just doesn't make as much sense.
Yeah.
I don't think it's terrible, though. I think it's probably just a movie.
Yeah, even
I was like,
or it could even be good.
Even good,
good.
Because the whole thing surrounding it was like Scarlett Johansson end up suing.
Yeah, there was that whole thing how it released on Disney Plus, and then she.
Man, that case has caused this guy to get fired. You know, like, have you heard about this whole Bob Disney Chapek thing?
Yeah.
Now the old guy's come back to take over.
It's not Bob just Iger. That, but no, there's a whole bunch that. Of things.
But that was like one did. Of the first things that just kind of spurred everything on.
Yeah.
a lot of what's happening with Disney movies, not just Marvel, is because of Bob Chapek.
Yeah.
So maybe Bob Iger is going to be a better Bob.
Yeah. We had to come out of retirement to come back and do the job, but I don't know how much.
That's what they say, but
yeah,
sounds like it was very tactical.
Oh yeah,
yeah, very tactical take back. Yeah,
yeah,
which is just like,
I don't know how much like control he has over Marvel, though. I think Kevin Feige basically controls it.
Yeah,
but the whole streaming decision.
Yeah, that was
that's a Disney decision.
That was a Disney decision,
and all the TV shows that they pump out, like in terms of time frames, that is a Disney decision. Yeah.
But yeah, I think this one's good. It's it should have, like you said, it should have been released between Civil War and Infinity War, but they didn't do it. So it's kind of like an afterthought. But the movie itself is.
Could have been great if it released at the right time. But yeah, given where it released.
I think the one thing that I thought was good, but they could have made it even better, was like, the saddest part in that, we're doing spoilers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So full spoilers for all of the.
The saddest part in that movie is. Florence Pugh's character is kind of have to deal with when her sister eventually dies. And so, like, which is addressed kind of semi-addressed in some other other shows.
It's in the post-credits scene as well.
But is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I reckon they should have made more of that because, like, this whole show is after the fact, after Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
after Scarlett Johansson's character, Black Widow, like, sacrifices herself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, and you're doing a flashback, you kind of need to reference that sacrifice and kind of, you know, I mean, they do it in Black Panther a lot, right? As it, like Chadwick Boseman's death, they
didn't really do that in this, did they?
Yeah, they just kind of, it's kind of farewell, but it's not, it could have hit harder, I reckon. They had the opportunity to hit harder.
It's got some decent action and, but overall, I think it's just good.
It's a bit of a shame. I think her character's just been kind of a bit shat on. As got better, maybe a bit as the movie's gone on, but like, and then they're just like, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was an interesting movie to start like a new phase with, like a movie that's looking back at a character that's not even alive anymore. So it's, interesting start. So the next one was Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
I quite like this movie. I think it, look, it could even go Lower End of God. I don't know if it's that good. It's either High, Great, or Lower End of God.
What do we got? We got God, Great, and then Good. No?
God, Great, and then Good.
Probably Great. I would say it's Great, yeah.
Yeah, I had a good time with this.
Yeah.
Like, no, I had a great time, sorry. It's great. I reckon it's great as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also think it's great.
Yeah, I reckon if the last act was better, it could have been God. But the last act's not as good as it could have been.
That monster looked better.
The dragon.
Whatever the fuck
it was. A dragon, was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it looked better or had just... It just looked like...
I think one common theme balls. With all of Phase 4 is the bad CGI. In general, it's not good.
I did... I never get really caught up... Unless CGI is really, really shit, I never really get caught up too much because I think... I feel like CGI has gotten to a stage where I'm happy to accept it, but yeah, like with that whole thing, I know people said that. I wasn't like, oh, the CGI is shit. I didn't notice that when I was watching the movie. I was just like, what the fuck is this dragon thing? It's weird. I think,
well, yeah, in Shang-Chi, it's not that bad, but it's worse in some of the other movies. Yeah, coming up.
Yeah.
But I did like the cultural aspect of this movie. It's good. It explored another culture. Explored another part of Marvel. Explored this, like, what's that place called? Talao? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
had a really good soundtrack.
Soundtrack was really nice.
Like, not just, there were obviously, you know how, like, these movies have their hip-hop soundtracks and they also have the actual official soundtrack with the music.
The background
both
score.
Both were actually quite good. Yeah. Yeah, the background score.
Yeah.
I was quite impressed.
Yeah. And it was the first movie we watched out of lockdown. I remember, like, it was the first thing we did. They literally released the lockdown. We went and watched this. But yeah, I thought I had a good time with this. So I'd probably put it in great. It's not in the same level as like the God tier movies, obviously, that we've put in. Even some of the movies in great. I think we had like the first Black Panther and stuff in great. So it's probably about that level.
Yeah.
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 All right. Next is Eternals.
Fucking I didn't really shite. Like this movie. It's
Who actually liked it? Did anyone like it that we know? Did you like it?
I don't particularly like
it. I think it has some good parts in it. Yeah. Some of the characters are interesting.
I think it could have been good.
Yeah. It's
they killed off the most interesting thing in that movie in the most disastrous way, like the whole, you know, that entity that was evolving.
Oh, yeah, yeah. At the end.
Yeah.
That's just, like, that was the most interesting thing in the movie. And they're like, fuck it.
The deviant.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well.
It had an incredible cast.
It had a good cast.
Yeah.
It was too long. It was way too long.
Had nice pedophilic undertones. That was always good.
It kind of did. Yeah. It's worse than just a movie. I wouldn't say it's trash. It's not good. I would say it's not good.
Not good. I agree. Yeah. Not good. It had some interesting things. Some things that were interesting enough to make it above trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
main character sucks. She sucks at acting. I don't get the hype around her, this whole crazy rich Asians lady. She's not even good.
The main character.
She's a frozen face. I'm sorry, but she doesn't know how to emote.
She's a boring character in that movie.
Cersei.
Yeah.
She's shit. But she was shit in Crazy Rich Asians as well.
I would argue that.
Is she in any other movies?
She's in Captain Marvel.
She was in Captain Marvel. Yeah. As a side
character. She's in Don't Worry, Darling, which is a new movie.
Yeah, I don't know if she's just crap or whether she's.
I would say most of the actors in that movie don't do a very good job. Like,
even though they've got pretty.
The one guy who does a really good job is the fat Indian guy.
Yeah.
He like legitimately has like this one line in that movie where
he's like a serious line. Yeah.
Like serious is like, thank you. What does he say? He's like really emotional and like they kind of shit all over it.
Yeah.
It's this weird, like this guy honestly delivered it so well. And I was watching this movie. I was like, whoa, I actually like feel this for some reason. Like I feel, and then it just goes from that to just, you know, terrible one within 3 seconds. I'm like, ugh. Yeah. And Najani's character's shit. So bad.
Yeah.
His character doesn't make any sense. It's like, whatever. I'm not going to choose a side, but I am going to choose a side.
And then he doesn't.
Comes back at the end. He's like, it's just all over the
place. The one good part, and they don't really explore this at all because he's just like a throwaway character, was Kit Harington's character. And I think there's some interesting stuff that could come out of that.
Look, I don't know if they don't do anything with it. I can't say that's the one good part because they don't do anything with it. So it's like
a scene.
It's just a scene. It's just a post-credits scene.
Well, he's like in 10 minutes of the movie and I wouldn't say he blows anyone away in those 10 minutes.
So he's always a character that has some sort of sword fetish, huh? Always. Game of Thrones, now this, whatever, if they do end up doing this.
I did like Angelina Jolie, but again, they don't really use her that
no
much.
No one gets used enough.
Summer Hayek's not in it enough. Who's the guy?
Summer Hayek should have never got plastic surgery. What would she do to her face?
Who? Summer Hayek. Yeah,
okay. I really noticed it in this movie.
Gilgamesh
guy. He was
pretty decent, but also doesn't get enough to do. Yeah.
Well, like they build him up to be like the strongest guy. And then
he's the first to die out of everyone, other than Salma Hayek. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Richard Madden.
Richard Madden. Richard Madden. Yeah.
Anyway, not good. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'd put it not good. Next, so end of 2021, was Spider-Man No Way Home.
I think it's...
So I think this movie, when it came out, like I think people were
putting it in God.
But I don't think it's God.
I think it's great. I would almost say good as well, but I think it's good enough to be great.
Yeah, I think great because, I mean, the movie doesn't have any legs on its own unless you have all this fan service. But that's also part of a movie. Like it's kind of like it's able to – it's pretty rare that you get something like this and it's not like they're comics that they're referencing. It's the actual movies. It's like the last 20 years of movie making has been kind of referenced. So I think that's pretty epic. It's pretty awesome. Pretty ambitious stuff to do. So I'll be pretty happy to put it in great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Bottom great.
Yeah.
Man, I doubt we're going to have many, to be honest, to be like bottom or top of great.
Yeah, I think they did the cameo as well. So the next movie we're going to talk about, they didn't do cameo as well. So, but in this one, they kind of used the cameo. cameos. Well, and they had, you know, they had a bit of Doctor Strange in there. They had all the villains. They did a good job.
I feel like they could have, they should have milked the entry of Andrew Garfield and what's his name?
Tobey Maguire.
Like, yeah, they could have. It was just like very quick. It's like,
and they're both at the same time, the same method. Like, they just come through a portal. So I thought it was.
Yeah,
they could have done that better.
Yeah. There was some, yeah, there was some, yeah, awesome parts that they could have actually spent more time on, and they could have spent maybe less time. I don't know.
I think MCU needs to go away from like big scenes just being people coming out of portals as well.
Yeah.
Like every big MCU scene is someone coming out of a portal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need to kill Doctor Strange. Let him die. Let that whole order die. There'll be no more portals.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Doctor Strange, so we'll put that one in.
Apart from Miss...
Miss Captain, America, Captain Mexico. Mexico, you were there for that conversation, but yeah.
Weren't you there?
No, I wasn't. I watched this. I watched the
greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
in New York. But yeah, so we'll put that one in great. The next one is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So I've heard of this Captain Mexico thing. I've heard the what was spoken. But
it's awesome. It's a nice racially charged joke every now and again, taking inspiration from Kanye West.
So this movie, it definitely should have been better than it was.
I don't think it's terrible. I think I had high expectations for it and very much let me down.
Yeah, I'd say good.
I'm going to say just a movie. I don't think it's good. I think it's just a movie.
Would I watch it again? Yeah, I probably won't. Actually, yeah. No. Now that I think about it, yeah, just a movie. Just a movie because of the villain was just the whole arc of
doesn't really make sense, does it? Yeah.
It's like you can't.
I thought she was very menacing in the movie, but
they
like
shat all over her. Oh, we're doing shows at the end. It's like this movie shat all over that show.
The WandaVision, yeah.
Yeah.
And even like I think a lot of people are going to rate WandaVision much higher than I am. I think it's great concept, terrible execution, but I also think that whatever conclusion they came to in WandaVision, like as derived as it was, they just immediately shut all over it. And
yeah,
I was like, well, what's the point of any of this anymore?
Why make a show and then not follow through with what happens?
It's not even a movie. Yeah. It's like a show purely based on how someone is trying to deal with trauma and that, you know, trying to end up as a, you know, as a certain person by the end of it, and they're like, well, fucking, guess what? Your turn, Eva. You have PTSD, you're going to turn into a serial killer. That's what it is. It's Jeffrey Dahmer is what she does. Jeffrey Dahmer is everyone in the universe.
I wasn't a fan of Wanda in this movie. I think they made her too overpowered as well. Because Doctor Strange, we saw what he did in Infinity War. So he's a pretty formidable hero. In this state, he just gives up. Like, at one point, he's like, oh, I can't fight Wanda. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. I feel like Doctor Strange would have been able to put up a big
fight. It's not enough multiverse?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like, well, it's like three. There's like three universes. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
So I think that it definitely didn't live up to the title, Multiverse of Madness. And also, I feel like it was 2 hours. I feel like it could have been a bit longer.
I did like Captain Mexico, though. I thought she was good.
Yeah, she was.
But her turn at the end where she's like, oh, I can't use my powers. And then she's like, nah, I can use my powers now because Doctor Strange has given me a talk. It just happens way too quickly.
Yeah.
And is she learning to become a
magician? Why did she have to be in this movie? Because Doctor Strange can go through universes anyway. Like, I always find it funny that she's right. Like, he can.
He can't go through the multiverse.
He can't?
No.
So what are portals just within your own universe?
Yeah.
I thought this would be a follow-on from No Way Home because, like, something happened in that movie.
But right, he pulled through. Yeah, I mean, I thought that would be the link, right? I mean, he was doing – his magic spanned the multiverse when he did that spell in No Way Home.
I think he messed it up, though. I don't know.
Maybe he hasn't figured out how to do it.
Yeah.
But, like, basically it's not connected to No Way Home because in this it's America – Chavez does that stuff.
So originally, America Chavez was meant to be in No Way Home, and she was meant to be the person that brought through. They actually shot scenes with her in No Way Home.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then it got cut out and they changed it.
To Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
That would have.
But you know, I don't know if it makes sense anyway, because he doesn't meet her until this movie. So does No Way Home happen before, after this movie then? Like, none of it makes any sense if you think too deeply into it.
It's got to be before because of his reaction to the multiverse.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway, it's just a movie. Let's move on.
Yeah. Next is Thor, Love and Thunder.
So I think this could comfortably go into trash.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. What a disappointment. Never been more disappointed by a Marvel movie.
It could be not good. Like, could be lower end of not good.
It's trash. It actually is trash, though. Like, I'm not going to watch that movie again. There's scenes in that are stupid. Like, the last scene where, like, all the kids get powers. It's like, yo.
It's like a universe-breaking thing as well. It's like, why wouldn't you just do that all the time then?
Why wouldn't you do it in Infinity War?
Yeah.
And he does it so casually. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll just give you this power. Like, yeah. Bro.
You would definitely use that in, Avengers or in...
Yeah.
Yeah,
whenever. He nearly beheaded Thanos at the start.
Like, you would at least use it in Endgame.
Give your power to one other person and it would have been over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I would... If someone was really arguing for it, I'd be happy to put it in not good, but I'm happy to put it in trash as well.
It's trash. The whole, one hammer's getting allergic, getting jealous of the axe or the whatever that, it's just like, what the
fuck? Mjolnir and, yeah.
The other problem is the CGI is trash in this.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Was it? Yeah. I never know.
It's really bad at this.
It's not good.
And also the fact that they casually introduce that there's all these other gods, right?
Yeah.
There's all these other gods and there's this reigning god and you casually kill him or injure him or whatever. It's like, oh my God, you're taking the piss. You're like pissing all over the concept of these universes and these gods and I don't know, it's a bit just shit.
And Jane Foster, I thought.
Shit. Oversimplification of a character. Just like, give her cancer. Oh, she can have this hammer now.
I just don't think they'd do anything with it. Like, she gets her powers. And then they don't even show her getting the powers. Yeah. And then she immediately dies. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But why, like, if you wanted a character like that, why would you, wouldn't you leave the fact that she's dying as, like, this reveal at another time?
Exactly.
And make it much more deep than that? And like, why?
That's how they did it in the comics when they did it. Like, you don't know who it is.
Yeah.
And then later on you find it's Jane Foster and she's dying. So that makes it a deeper reveal. But in this, you know all the information to begin with. So,
yeah. And I don't – look, I mean, the comics might have their own thing, but if you just look at the movies, it's really random that she's like Thor. Like, it doesn't actually make any sense. Like, it only makes sense because people are like, oh, it happened in the comics. So, sure. But the comics probably have some other – you know, there's multiple comics. There's more context to what's happening. But here, it's like, oh, so this person – turns into Thor. What the fuck? Like, how does this? That's so dumb. That doesn't make sense, right? It's like saying, oh, you pick up one of Loki's daggers and all of a sudden this person turns into female Loki. It's like, what the fuck? It's such a random thing to happen. They didn't explain any of that. They're just like, oh, powers of Thor. If you have powers of Thor, you don't need to dress up as Thor. Like, it's just very, very weird, you know?
I think that's how it is in the comics, right?
With
the hammer. But anyway, like, it's just a very disconnected movie as well. Like, it's like, why do they even make this? Like, it's got nothing to do with anything else that's happening. It's self-contained within itself. Like,
this is the first time Taika's just really fucked it up.
Yeah, and the comedy, well, we've sort of mentioned, but it's really bad. Like, it's not funny.
Overused. Especially timing. Yeah.
Especially Korg, which is Taika Waititi's character, is like, he was one of the funniest in the first one of the funniest parts in the first movie. And this movie is just the worst. Every time he says something, it's like cringe. I think we'll put it in trash.
Trash.
Which would actually make it the worst movie in the MCU.
I think it is.
Because everything else was above this. We didn't put anything to trash in the first three phases.
How ridiculous is that Ragnarok was in God tier and we put this in trash?
Yes. It's like such a big fall from.
Man, there's nurses in my hospital that were looking forward to watching this movie because of how much they loved Ragnarok, and they don't know anything about comics. They were just like, oh, Chris Hemsworth, I watched his last movie. It was sick. It was dope. I watched it twice, and they have no clue about Marvel, and they still don't. And they went and watched it, and everyone was like, what the fuck was that?
So Black Panther Wakanda Forever is the last movie in this phase. So I actually think this is probably the best movie in this phase.
Thought about it since I last watched the movie with you.
Yep.
And I don't think I'll put it as highly as high as I thought initially. Because in hindsight, I think there are some things that they kind of shit all over that is in Black Panther lore that they established in the first movie, such as the whole concept of T'Challa needs to do the whole warrior fight without taking the plant in order to prove that you can be a protector and you're a warrior, right? It's kind of shat all over. This movie not only just says we're not going to do it, but they kind of say, well, we don't give a fuck about this tradition. It's useless. I'm like, that was like a big part in that movie. And like the whole reason for that to exist is that the Black Panther is amazing, not because of the power. You need to be amazing as a person. You need to be able to fight. And then when you take the plant, then you become something else.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay. All right. In hindsight, I was like, that's a bit weird. They kind of shut all over that. There were some other things that I looked back on. I was like, could have been a bit better. I don't know. But I still thought it was really good. So I would say high, great. I'd be resistant. Oh, maybe I'll just say great. Not even high, just great.
I think it's better than No Way Home, but like
not much.
Not by much. I think Shang-Chi's better than this though as a movie. So I wouldn't say it's the best movie in Phase 4. I think Shang-Chi would take that. It's just very sad, isn't it? It's very sad. It's a bit serious.
It's very long.
Too long, and the CGI is not great at parts as well, which is another downfall.
Really good villain, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Namor was good. But then on the flip side, it had Ironheart, which wasn't great.
Oh, that was so bad.
Yeah, so it has some good stuff and then it has some bad stuff. So, I don't know. It's overall, it has more good than bad, but...
Yeah, and the pacing's weird. So it is a long movie, but it still feels rushed.
Yeah, well, nothing happens for about 2 hours and then everything happens. Yeah.
The logic, there's also the logic in that final scene with the whole villain.
The arc. Sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It turns very quickly.
It's quickly. And they also like this guy who's like undefeated with it, like, if we take him out of the water, he
can dry him up. Yeah.
But he's next to the water the whole time. It's like, you guys should have thought of this better. Come on. The funniest thing is like, it's a theory. It's a theory. They're like,
it just ends up working.
Yeah. And they're like, this our whole plan is based on this theory. Anyway.
Yeah. I did think Shuri was okay. I know people don't.
I didn't think she was great, but I think she was the best. For the movie they had, it had to be her, and she did as good as she can in that movie that they had. Yep. Yeah.
So, putting it in great?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Low grade?
Like low. Yeah. Low grade.
Along with Shang-Chi and Spider-Man.
Shang-Chi is better.
I think it's probably on par with Spider-Man. Yeah, around the same.
All right. So, that's all the movies. So, next, the shows. So, there's a few of these, but we'll whip through them. So, first one is WandaVision.
Just a show.
Okay, so that's like...
Yes, I agree. Just a show. I'm surprised. I thought you would have said better than that.
I think maybe good.
I've said this many times. I think all of these shows are about there or thereabouts the same quality.
I think WandaVision was shit. Like I thought it wasn't... I thought it was, beating around the bush for too long at the start and... The real core of it just wasn't focused on and, had all these other things and, got rid of stakes, bringing back Vision was, bringing back Vision and making him go outside of her memories. And
was racist.
Huh? Only the white one survives. Yeah. But I was like, that one, that's just like, well, okay, so I guess that scene in Infinity War is fucking useless. Yeah, fuck me, right? Like, I didn't care. It just does this thing where it keeps retconning and shitting all over important scenes and important concepts in other movies. Yeah, so I
think just a show.
Yeah,
I don't think it's not good because it's shot well and like some of the character stuff's good, but overall pretty forgettable. And I'll never watch it again. Yeah,
I think I don't mind putting in just a show, but I think there are some good elements to it as well. But retrospectively, because we've watched Doctor Strange, this just feels like it's not that good. Just because
even without it, I hated it. Yeah, I was not a fan.
But yeah, I don't mind putting it in just to show. But I have a feeling we're going to have a bit of a trend then in this segment.
I think a lot of them will go into this. I think some of them are better, some of them are worse. But yeah,
what's above this? What tier is good. Above this?
Good. Okay. So we put Black Widow in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next is Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So
just a show.
I would go not good or just a show, but I think
it's below it. WandaVision.
It's below.
I reckon it's better, but yeah, I don't know.
I reckon it's below, but it could go in just a show.
Yeah,
or I think it could go not good.
I think it's
actually it's probably just a show.
It's probably just a show. Yeah. There's not anything that's explicitly like terrible in it. It's just not that interesting.
I think that's good in it as well. That's the problem. Yeah. It's just overall very average. Yeah.
I did like some of the stuff they're exploring, but it kind of just finished. Like they didn't really go deep into anything.
Also having a lot of super soldier serum just lying around in the world just makes the
defeats the purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. Then if you just make all these people super soldiers, it's like, well, then Captain America is just fucking another one and like Bucky is just another one. It just kind of dilutes this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Special characters, and so it becomes a bit annoying. They got to get rid of that. They keep doing that. They always go back to, oh, guess why this guy's strong. Super Soldier's like, think of something else, you idiot.
I did like John Walker.
Thought he was a good character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But used in a poor show.
And Zemo didn't need to be in this show, but he added.
That was a terrible use of character.
Yeah.
That was just like.
And the worst use of character in this show is, what's that chick's name?
Oh, yeah, Sharon Carter.
Sharon Carter. Yeah. Like, what is she in this show?
What's she doing? Yeah. And what's the turn of her character as well?
Yeah. It's still not explained.
Wait, what the fuck did she do in this show? I can't remember.
She ends up being, what is it?
She's the benefactor or something? The power broker.
Yeah, power broker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get people to watch it because there's all these characters from the movies in there. But yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, Loki.
Oh, also the costume design.
Oh, Captain America, yeah.
Yeah.
They need to fix that. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was trash.
So there is a movie coming up with him. So.
They'll fix it in the movie,
Well, we'll see. Maybe they won't.
I think Loki is good.
Good.
Yeah.
It's low-end good. Like, it's not amazing.
It's
not that much better than these two. Yeah. No, it isn't. But I think it is slightly better than these two.
Again, it has a much cooler concept and has – far more things to think about, which is very cool, and introduces some new things, which once again, just
go nowhere.
Up till now, have gone nowhere. Yeah. Could eventually, but yeah.
And then you also got to start asking this question, like some of the things that they say in it, what they explain with the timelines and timeline splitting and all that doesn't make any sense if you look at the other movies. Like all of these movies have this theory of the universes and time that do not agree with each other.
Yeah.
They don't agree. Then none of them make sense.
Yeah.
Like I thought about it before and I was like, nah, this doesn't make sense.
Well, if you look at all the movies, like there's a couple of movies that deal with the multiverse and this show and none of them, they're not even related. Yeah. Like there's no interaction between them. So, yeah, I think that's like one of the themes of this phase is like this, it just seems so disconnected. Yeah. Everything's just like doesn't feel like they're integrated in any way.
Tom Hiddleston's like why the show goes from just being a show to good because he
was
charismatic
good.
Enough
and
to
Sylvie
carry it.
Was yeah. pretty good as well.
And Owen Wilson was also good. Yeah. Like I think the characters in the show are better than the characters in the other shows, even though they're from the movies. Yeah. These guys were actually better. Yeah.
But yeah, it deals with some complex concepts, but they haven't really come back to it yet. And it also
some stupid things like, oh, look, this Loki is a crocodile in this universe. It's like, fuck.
That was just a callback to like comics.
I know, but it's like, oh, dear.
But they do introduce, well, seemingly the big bad of.
Jonathan Majors was really good in that one episode Kang, he is. Although it was a bit, it was a bit exposition heavy.
I can't even remember what his.
It was very exposition heavy, but
and if you don't know who he is, it's very just confusing. Go over like.
Well, I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, so then, it's going to make no sense as to what he is. But he is supposedly
what is he? The Time Lord, the protector of. I don't know what's his.
So he's a time traveling. He's how many years in the future? Like thousands of years in the future. He's a descendant of Reed Richards. And he's
Reed Richards is in Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
sure.
And he's meant to be super intelligent, time traveling, and likes to keep the, I guess the way the time moves constant. Like he keeps track of everything that's happening.
So yeah,
so the way that of, yeah, that's right.
Supposed to
yeah.
protect the time.
So Endgame was meant to happen essentially. Like the way it happened was meant to happen.
That yeah, way.
Yeah,
okay.
But something happened the way it shouldn't have happened, and that's why he's getting involved, which is, well, in this.
Well, this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
But, yeah, okay. So we'll put it in good.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Next was What If. I mean, this doesn't – I reckon it's just a show. Like, it's just – I'm not going to
some episodes were pretty good.
I really
good.
Liked it.
Some of them were good. Some of them were not as good.
Yeah.
The only issue is, like, with What If, they breeze over certain things very, very quickly. Like – oh, I remember the one where, oh my God, I'm like, my brain's not working today. When Vision / it's not really Vision, is it? It's Ultron. Ultron in Vision's body
gets
destroys
Thanos
instantly and just takes it and then starts going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's cool, but it's also like, that's a very quick thing to just be like, oh, you know. It's like the how it should have ended things where, like, it's an oversimplification of things. And it's like, you're taking the piss now. All right. Cool.
I think Ultron is a stronger villain than he was in that movie. I think he was.
I think they'll bring him back eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You reckon they'll bring back Ultron? I guess
I think they'll bring him back. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I think the good episodes and the bad episodes probably outweigh each other.
I do like the way they finished it, like where they bring all the characters back together.
Yeah.
That was.
I think it was.
It could be good though.
I think good. I'll say good. I enjoyed it. I would say that there were, when I look back on the show, I would think about more about how there were cool concepts and there were these episodes that were really cool rather than those real boring ones with Killmonger and like.
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones were no good.
Those ones are really shit. Like, it was just like, oh my God, just release.
Do you think there was more good episodes than bad episodes? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I think it sped up towards the end. The last three came together, right?
The last three were.
Yeah.
And even at the start, there was one that was.
The Captain Carter, the first one was no good. The Captain Carter one was not good.
Well, that was just the same thing.
I really like the Star-Lord one where it's T'Challa instead of Star-Lord.
I can't remember it. I thought that was shit then.
And I'm Thanos like, is like good?
Thanos is good in that one, yeah. Because T'Challa,
wins him over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you reckon good or?
I say good. What do you reckon?
I reckon just a show.
Yeah, maybe just a show.
Just a show it is.
Next was Hawkeye.
I reckon this is good. I would almost put it in great. It's my favorite.
I really
one.
Enjoyed it. Yeah. I'd say great. But I know a lot of people hate it. A lot of people hate it.
Yeah.
I just thought Kate Bishop was really good. And
I love Christmas shit, bro. Yeah. It's great. Wait, let's do another review of Love Actually.
We did a Christmas episode before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We did Elf and
I did Elf. I did Jingle All the Way, yeah.
No, I did like the – so it's New York Christmas. I actually like Hawkeye. I know most people don't really care about him.
He's
I think
the best character in the MCU, hands down.
And I did like Kate Bishop. I liked the cameo from Yelena Belova. It was fun. It was a fun show. It was lighthearted fun.
I thought it was, yeah, I thought it was really good fun.
Yeah.
Kate Bishop also had Hawkeye.
Like the important.
Yeah, it had Kingpin in it at the end. It had the, what's her name? Echo.
Echo.
In it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But also it had, I mean, Hawkeye trying to deal with the whole ramifications of Endgame and what happened to
Ronin. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, that's like important. And I feel like this show actually dealt with some important character things where some other shows breezed over, like Captain America and the Winter Soldier stuff, just, you know, the whole concept of him trying to get they kind of have it there, but they don't go into it enough. There's not enough.
I think a problem with most of these shows is you think a character's in a certain place and then they say they're not in that place. And then at the end of the show, they get to the place you thought they were already at. So, for example, at the end of Endgame, Falcon gets the shield and you think he's going to take over the role of Captain America. But then they start this show and they're like, no, he's not going to take it over. And then they spend a whole show just to say, yeah, he's going to take it over when he was already there.
So, essentially, you could skip basically all of these shows and it wouldn't make any difference.
But I think this one's good. I think it does.
This one is
good. Yeah.
Yeah. And there is some stuff, like with Yelena.
This one's good. And it makes sense that he has an apprentice. Like, he's an archer. Like, that's it. There's nothing special about this guy.
Yeah.
Like, in a superhuman sort of way. And so, it makes sense that there's another person who develops similar traits. And so, it's not like the other shows where, oh, someone else has the same powers as someone else. And so, you know, someone is superhuman and that's why they're connected in some way.
It's the same, like, skill set.
She's legitimately inspired by this person. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
Love it.
I think it's the best one so far. In terms
I think
of
it's
shows.
Great. Yeah, I think it's great. The best one, definitely.
Great. We're saying
great.
Is it better than Black Widow?
Yes.
Probably. It's probably better.
I liked it better than Black Widow.
It's better. Yeah.
All right, we'll put it in.
Great. I would say mostly based off the charisma of the characters, it's just better.
Yeah.
Everyone has fun in this show, by the way.
Vera Farmiga does well in every single fucking role she ever does, full stop.
Yeah, she was good in this as well. Yeah.
So great? Is that what we've
we'll
got
put it
in?
Put it great. We'll put it in great.
Yes.
I like it. I like the show, so yeah. After Hawkeye was Moon Knight.
This is where the trend really started. The show has a couple of good episodes to start off with, and it really just trails off afterwards.
Some people, love this show, and they think it's, the best thing Marvel's done. But I don't know, for me, I just didn't find it that interesting.
The first two episodes were real good.
Yeah, and I'd like the last episode, but it was pretty rushed.
But in the middle, it's just, what the fuck? Yeah.
The rest of it was sick. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it keeps you guessing.
And also, it's a lot of, you see it through his eyes. So, you know, the camera, wakes up in the middle of this field and you're like, what the fuck is
going on? And you skip all the, parts where he's murdering people and you're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that's dope. It was very, very cool.
Yeah. And it's shot, this show's shot pretty well. It's got some interesting cinematography. And
I thought it was quite good. I would say good.
I would say just a show for this one.
I think it's about as good as Loki, so I'd probably put it in good.
The ending was just got really convoluted and
I don't think it really went anywhere as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question now, I always wonder, it's like I don't like it when you have these gods, right? And then you're saying that there's so many other gods there and you're just like, well,
okay, yeah, it's so now, Egyptian gods now.
Yeah, stick to certain people being special and that's it. Whereas you've just casually introduced all these Egyptian gods and there's so many. Everyone knows there's so many. So now we know that there's all these people with powers or entities with powers in the world. And so it just kind of makes everything else seem not as special anymore. And they keep doing that. They did in Thor where they're like, oh, there's all these gods there. There's one thing. And here they're like, there's all these Egyptian gods.
Yeah.
Or you keep handing out, super soldier serum. It just becomes all diluted and really boring. And that pisses me off.
Nothing original either. They're going back to the same things.
I'm happy to put it into good if you guys want it. For me, it's just a show, but
I guess
it goes in good.
Probably good, but it's also completely disconnected as well. There's no mention of anything else.
And the last part of the show, was a bit of a cop out.
Yes.
Everyone knew there was a third guy, right? Everyone. Like, it got
teased. It was hinted throughout.
It was hinted, yeah, because stuff was happening. Well, it was...
It's getting heavily hinted, like, the second last episode. You're like, it was like, okay, well, just reveal it to us.
Well, there's one point where, like, I didn't do it, and the other guy's like, I didn't do it. So, there's obviously someone else has done it.
I don't think it had to, like... Shows don't like Hawkeye isn't so much related to the rest of the MCU. It is, but it doesn't have to be related. Just it has to be a good show. And I don't think this, even if it's not related, it just has to be good. And it's just not that good.
Yeah, agree. Yeah. They don't actually have to be related.
No. Yeah.
It could be a standalone amazing show.
Yeah, exactly. There's one coming up later that's standalone and it's amazing. And I think it's one of the best things they've made. But it's it just in its own entity, it has to be good. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's all right. But I just didn't find it that interesting.
So. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to put it in good if you guys.
What do you reckon? I'm saying good.
I think it's good.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's better than the other stuff in just a movie.
So. Yep.
Next was Ms. Marvel. I thought that was a good start. Oh, we didn't mention Oscar Isaac for Moon Knight. He was very good. I thought the casting for Ms. Marvel was very good.
I think Iman Vellani is really good. Yeah. She's got a charisma. All the casting, no matter how bad or good everything's been in Phase 4, all the casting's been really good.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I did like most of this show. I think, when they go to Pakistan in this show, that was kind of when it started to go downhill a bit. And then the climax of the show just...
The climax, the last episode of this is one of the worst episodes of anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, my issue with this show was it all looked artificial. Like, there's too much of, like, set Indian stuff or, like, Pakistani stuff. You know, when you can tell that it's definitely on a set?
Yeah.
Mm.
I could tell the whole time that it was just very set heavy. I'm like, why don't you just film
like
it
all
there?
All the Pakistan
stuff.
Why don't
you just film it there?
Pakistan stuff's like filmed in like a generic place. Yeah.
It's like, come on, like you're Marvel, you can do this. I mean, they went to China to film Mulan.
Disney. Yeah.
Why can't they go into
that China? They went to China, but it still looks like a set, that movie. I just don't think it's very good. I don't think the character gets
just a show for me. Whatever.
It's not good or just a show. This is the worst one for me. And I should like this.
Thing I thought was good was the whole something about a hand.
The mystic stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they kind of demystified. They should have made it more like more hard to believe or more mysterious. It just kind of gave itself away very quickly.
I think it's...
For me, the only positive is Iman Vellani. Like that's... She's good. Everything else, take it or leave it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the second half does derail a bit, but I like the first half, so maybe just a show. It's close to good for me, but maybe just a show.
What's his name? You know, the guy that she's, like, interested in?
The Indian guy or the other guy?
Guys are useless.
The other Pakistani guy?
The
white guy.
No, not the white guy, the brown guy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I can't
What the fuck does he do? And they're like, make him seem like the coolest guy.
Cameron.
Yeah.
They make him seem like the coolest guy ever. I'm like, this guy's every fuckboy that exists in Melbourne.
Does he lose the plot in the last episode? Like, it just starts.
He lost the plot after.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, it was weird.
They tried to make it like a teen show as well, where it's like high school drama, but then it just goes away from that as well. So it's not even that. I don't know what the identity of this show is. I just don't get it.
So we'll put it in just a show, I guess. There's some good parts to it, but
yeah.
Overall.
What do you think? Trash or just a show?
I'll put it in not good. Yeah.
We don't have that.
No, it is. There's not good and then there's trash.
Yeah. What is there?
There's not good.
Yeah. Oh, there's not good.
Yeah.
We put Eternals in not good.
Ah, I would have put WandaVision in not good. Doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
You put this in just a show?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, last one is She-Hulk, Attorney at Law.
Trash, baby. Trash.
I say it's...
Trash.
I could see it being just a show.
Okay.
The Daredevil episode's quite good. Look, I know you guys don't like the show. You haven't seen the full show, so you can't.
Bro, I can't. Yeah. It's disgusting. I got to like third episode, I think, and then I was like, no, I'm going to throw up.
I know you don't like it that much as well, but I think
it's the epitome of humor, MCU.
The humor in the show is not your kind of humor. I thought you might like the Daredevil episode at least, but I don't think you like that much as well.
I thought the Daredevil one was okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put this in trash. So I think it's not good. There are some good parts. I think that Jennifer Walters, what's her name? The actress?
Tatiana Maslany.
Yeah, I think she was okay. Like, she did well with what she had. I just think the writing was just not
good. Is she Persian? Where's she from?
Not sure.
Looks, yeah, Middle East.
I think.
But Tatiana.
I think some of the episodes aren't good, but I know Wong's in some, which are pretty funny. Yeah.
But are they good? Like, who cares if people are in it?
No, I think the writing.
I think they're a good character arc.
I think. No, I think if you're looking for a character arc, you're not going to get it.
I think they could have had it, but they just didn't.
If you're looking for one, you're not going to get it. And it's not very. The last episode isn't very fulfilling on that part. But if you're looking, I don't think that's what they were aiming for when they made the show.
Why make a She-Hulk and not focus on the hardest part about the Hulk, which is like trying to control it all, right? Like,
if you watch later on, she actually does find it hard to control it. Yeah. So she eventually does figure it out, but
not really. Like, so she has a problem with it, but it's just glazed over. Like in the last episode, because they wanted to be smart.
It gets meta. Yeah. So it does get there, but
she looks like shit.
Yeah, well, we can
the CGI all was bad.
Agree yeah. on
like,
that.
Why yeah. does she, why does a She-Hulk look like that?
What are
trying
you
trying to? You're trying to make her like they're trying to. It's obvious that they're trying to make this like some sort of fetish. Like, why does she look like that? Why does like Bruce Banner look like this extremely muscular, huge thing, and then she's like in this semi-slender form? There's hardly any muscle on her compared to Bruce Banner. And then apparently stronger. Fucking get out.
I don't think that's proven that she's stronger, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. But they just like do these little.
She
it's
is.
Like, yeah. It's like, come on.
And she's not stronger. She won't be stronger.
She learns faster.
Tharun gets triggered every time he says that. It's almost stronger than the Hulk.
I think they do hint that she could be stronger.
They don't. They don't, and they never will. She's not stronger.
He's so triggered.
The reason people say she's stronger is in that first episode, they're like, how'd she beat the Hulk? It's like, the Hulk didn't want to kill his cousin. Otherwise, he could have
killed his cousin. The show wouldn't exist. I'd be very, very happy.
I don't think it's as bad as people say this show is, but I can understand why it's not great. You lose
everyone where in the first episode where you're like, oh, this is how you become the Hulk. I mean, like, the whole thing is like, oh, a bit of fucking blood-to-blood contact. Fuck off. Okay, firstly, there's that. Then it's like, oh, this whole – they have, like, this most pandering dialogues where, oh, you think it's hard controlling your emotions. I've been a woman my whole life. Like, yeah, like, but that's not the point. Like, but also, like, that's such a cheesy thing that every extreme feminist has said in their life. It's just like, why would you say it in that way? Say it in a different way and I'll get you. But it's just like, oh.
Yeah, because they made it as if like it was easier for her because she's a woman rather than like her having some character traits.
Or that she as a person has previously had to
deal with that.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
It should have been more focused on her rather than focused on her being a woman.
Yeah.
But like I don't think the character's bad. We talked about this in the last episode. They had a choice. They could have done the character arc or they could have done what they did and they did what they did.
Yeah.
Which
they do.
So they made it like this.
She like goes out of
the
show.
She comes out of
the
show.
And then she rewrites it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She rewrites, yeah.
She comes out of like the Disney Plus app.
Breaking the wall and.
Yeah.
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 She rewrites. So they've, which is, yeah, look, it's like Deadpool.
Well, it's creative in that, but I just don't think it had the impact they wanted it to. Because I think they could have also done the character arc with her.
Sounds like it was cringe.
And they could have done this thing. But
it was shocking. I was like, oh, they're doing this.
That doesn't sound very shocking, mate. It was
shocking. This wasn't that good.
The greatest shock of my life. I was like, yeah. Oh.
I don't think it's, I would say it's, for me, it's about the same as Miss Marvel, but you guys kind of like Miss Marvel, so that would be different. I would say, if I'm comparing it to what you would think, it's about as good as WandaVision is for you.
But also, like, you guys can judge this one. I mean, I watched, like, the first 2-3, and I was like, fuck, this is disgusting. This is trash. But I didn't watch the rest, so I don't know.
No, I think it's not good. I don't put it in trash because there are some redeeming. There's some good episodes, but overall, it's not that good. And the characters it's just not that likable in the end.
1/3 of my vote. I get 1/3 of a vote. It goes to trash. And it's up to you. Whatever.
Yeah. You could put it not good. I would say just.
Well, it's show the middle that. Ground between trash and.
Yeah.
Yeah. So She-Hulk. Mm. All right, so that's all the shows. Then we could do the special presentations very quickly. I think Werewolf by Night is probably
great. Yep.
I haven't seen it. Heard you guys raving about it.
And Guardians Holiday Special is probably
good. Yeah.
I haven't seen it either. How long is it?
It's like 40 minutes.
Oh shit! What do they do? What's
it's not much.
Have we done a review?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did in the Christmas episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Not much.
No, it's good. It's a good time. The Halloween one's a lot better though. But
yeah. Why did they do it? Just to get people to watch it on the app?
It's like a Christmas special thing. It does reveal some stuff in there.
So Phase 4, nothing in God, so no surprises there. In Great, we've got Spider-Man, No Way Home, Shang-Chi, Wakanda Forever, Hawkeye, and Werewolf by Night. In Good, we've got Black Widow, Loki, Moon Knight, and Guardians Holiday Special. In just a movie / show, we've got Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, What If, and Miss Marvel. In Not Good, we've got Eternals and She-Hulk, and in Trash, we've got Thor, Love and Thunder.
Poor Thor.
I think it's fair enough, yeah.
What do you think's the best?
Shang-Chi, I think, yeah. Or Werewolf by Night, one of those two.
Maybe Shang-Chi. I like Black Panther as well. What it was.
I reckon Shang-Chi because it was just very clean. There's no like, you just know it's good. Like, there's no like crazy arguments. Yeah, okay. The monster was a bit weird, but there's nothing.
Yeah, it wasn't like
in Black Panther. It's like quite good, but then you have like there are weird things that you actually don't like. Or,
yeah, I think the highs of Black Panther are higher than Shang-Chi. But the lows of Black Panther are lower than Shang-Chi as well. It goes to lower. Like, there's more deficiencies in Black Panther.
You reckon the highs? Yeah. Actually, Shang-Chi didn't have, like, a crazy, crazy high.
Yeah.
The best part of Shang-Chi is that bus fight, that scene there.
That is great.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
But it didn't
I just like the whole mechanics of the rings and how they show it. It looks sick. It looks very, very cool.
Yeah.
And his dad is a really good actor.
Yes.
Tony Leung.
They always kill off the good actors as well, like Mads Mikkelsen in Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
The guy who should have played Euron Greyjoy or Victorian Greyjoy in Game of Thrones, which they didn't have. Mads Mikkelsen is essentially every person does fan art about the Greyjoys uses him.
Oh, okay.
Because I think in some Viking show at some point he had a black eye, like he had a patch over one of his eyes, which is what Victorian Greyjoy has in Game of Thrones, or in the books. And so everyone kind of loves him, and instead they decided to ruin my fucking life. That season. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so best, we'll give it to Shang-Chi. Worst, it's all Love and Thunder.
Wow. You would have thought, huh? The start of like this phase, you would have been like, well, there's a Thor movie coming, and then there's this random movie called Shang-Chi that you wouldn't have thought.
Yeah.
You'd think it would be the other way around, to be honest. Be like, yeah. I'm not really sure whether this is going to be something pandering to Chinese audiences or what, but
yeah,
turns out it was really good and Thor shat itself.
And honestly, the shows were not as good.
Shows are very middling, yeah.
Yeah, not as good as I thought they would be because I thought they would come with like something.
When Hawkeye is the best show, you haven't done that great. Yeah.
Like they're not competing with the best shows that come out.
No.
They're like very middling shows.
They're nowhere near.
That's why I cancelled my subscription. I don't see myself getting a Disney subscription.
They just need to make the shows better. Like make it so it can compete against Game of Thrones or Last of Us or The Boys at least. Or
like Stranger Things. Like there's so many
HBO shows. Killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the new one that everyone's like talking about?
I know the one.
Oh,
the one
Young in Sheldon. No. Young Sheldon. Yeah.
White Lotus.
White Lotus.
Yeah.
Everyone's raving about it.
I've seen the first season of that.
People love that show.
Actually not.
I haven't seen it.
The first season's not that great.
Yeah. Have you seen Succession?
No, but I hear that's amazing. Yeah.
It is. Third season gets a bit up and down, but it gets really good at the end.
Do you know what's a very underrated streaming service? Like that actually puts care into what they do? Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
Like everything they release, everyone says it's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, you got Ted Lasso. Do they actually produce those shows?
Yeah.
Ah.
And it looks like they actually put care into what they produce and like actually make it good.
It's quality.
Also, does Warner Brothers owns HBO? Since when did that happen?
I think they always owned it.
And they still ran out of money for Game of Thrones? Are you fucking kidding me? That's bullshit.
Well, that's phase 4. Underwhelming, to be honest. But let's see what happens in phase 5.
I just don't give a shit.
Honestly. Yeah, I'm starting to not care.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I thought it wouldn't happen because of how well the first 3 phases were going, where I wouldn't give a shit. But yeah, I truly just do not give a fuck.
They need to make some good movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit 2?
Yeah, Hit 2.
Apparently it's very good.
The Hitverse.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's
Merry Christmas.
Wrap it up.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Christmas is done. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
CognitiveRecalibration@gmail.com or on all other platforms at Cognitive Recalibration.
Yes. And if you want to support the
.com.au.
You can put the AU, but it's not going to do anything.
It's not going to come to us.
Some other site.
If you want to support the podcast, you can do so by giving us a review on iTunes or Spotify. That makes us more discoverable on search engines. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram because we do reels and TikToks.
Sick, mate.
Thanks, Kuri, for coming.
No worries, bruz.
Cool.
Oh, still an hour. Wow.
Still an hour. Well, we were taking breaks in between, but yeah. Join us we'll be doing something next. We'll figure out what's happening next, but hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll hope you're all staying safe. We'll see you in the next
one. Hi, Bhaskar.
Be awkward if he doesn't listen to this.
Bhaskar, you have to message us after you listen to this.
If you've listened to this, Bhaskar, then send us a quick message.
Send us a dick pic.
Yeah. Send us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Anything. Yeah.
Hashtag dick pic if you've got this far.
What are the hashtags you'll be joining? What sort of trend are you going to create?
All right. Cool. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. See you later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.